Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Shinedown.
So good.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Don't forget, in 25 hours, we will be doing Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, tomorrow, 5 o'clock. And that is brought to you by Q39.
Another week flying by.
It was good.
We got to stop having so much fun.
Parents' weekend at UCM on Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll be going.
I'm going to go for a ride in the plane.
By the way, a lot of people's parents' weekends. A lot.
Is it? We're going to the game on Saturday.
KU and K-State, which, by the way, can't these schools get together and be like, hey, crazy idea. Why don't we have our family weekend one weekend, and then you can have your family. We could thumb wrestle for it.
What?
They're all having their same family weekend the same weekend.
I mean, that would make almost as much sense as elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools scheduling their spring break at the same time so that families who have multiple children could actually go on vacation.
Right.
Stop making sense.
Wait, so KU, you want KU and K-State, they're both of their parents' weekend is this coming?
Both are this weekend, and so, I can only be in one place.
So which one did you pick, Danner?
Well, you know, as parents, we make tough choices all the time. You have to. And the kids, when you have multiple children, they all understand this.
Sam, are you hearing an answer here?
So
you know what's going to happen. She's going to drive west until her car runs out of electricity.
I'm in the Flint Hills. Come and get me.
Don't strain your calves trying to tiptoe around this one.
No, I'm not tiptoeing at all because that baby, that sweet baby knows if I could go west, I would. It is my daughter's last, she is a graduating senior. It is her last family weekend. This spring, it will be her last mom's weekend.
That makes sense.
And it is the only family weekend and mom's weekend for which she has been 21.
Is it mom's? Oh, God.
So
you're going to be worthless
no,
on Monday.
No, honestly, I said to her, babe, I got a lot going on this weekend. I'm going to go up Friday night. You know,
wait, she's going to be 21?
She's already 21. She turned late. She was my latest, you know, late summer baby. So, you know, she is.
We're going on a pup
excited
crawl, aren't we?
Oh, we'll see Sandbar.
Crawling will
guarantee
be involved.
We will see Sandbar.
We'll start at the wheel. Yep. Head over to the Hawk.
I don't know if we'll have time.
Maybe we'll end up at Louise's downtown.
But I'll tell you this: the last mom's weekend, like at 8 p.m., I was like, I'm out. I am not 30 anymore. I know you guys joke about it, like, oh, we're gonna go out and light up the town. I can't be up late anymore.
Are you gonna go streaking at the quad?
No. I will not have time to do that.
Are you gonna steal a bus?
What is the update on our friendly bus stealer?
She's been charged.
Lawrence,
that's it.
Please.
Yeah.
Did you see the mugshot, Scott? Oh.
No, I did not see her mugshot. Is she a catch?
Bad adult choices, people. Bad. She commandeered
a
bus in Lawrence.
Well, that doesn't mean she's ugly. She could still be hot and steal a bus.
Yeah. She's charged with like tomfoolery. The charges were actually interesting. There isn't a specific charge for commandeering a bus.
Are you going to get hammered on Friday night with your daughter?
No. I'm not even going to be there till 7.
You need to make that people don't go out until 9.
I know. I'm aware. I told her,
9?
I'm not young anymore. I said, we are going to.
For pregame.
Okay. This is going to be this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Are you nine, you start having the party.
You nine is when you start calling people to come on
out. You remember when we were kids in Lawrence, we wouldn't, 10 o'clock was like, oh, you're getting an early start?
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get wasted.
No, I'm not. Scott, I'm telling you, I get so
tired. Make a fool out of yourself
tired.
At the wheel.
No, I'm not. Keep in mind.
All the stories you're going to tell back when you were there.
This is my final, after years of Parents Weekends, this is my final KU Parents Weekend.
So this is a Parents Weekend, not a Moms Weekend.
Correct.
So then send Joe to K-State.
I'm just saying it's not my first rodeo. Anyone who's done, like your first one, yeah, you are crazy. The moms are unleashed and woo-woo.
Do you want to see my college ID?
Right.
I get it right here.
Which I still have.
Do you have it in your purse?
I don't know that I have it in my wallet specifically right now, but I do have it. And I do take it. And I do say to the bouncer, you want to see my KU ID? And they're like, yeah.
Class of 1917.
They get very excited.
Wow.
Wow, Sam. Wow.
Do you tell the bouncer, no, we're not sisters. And the bouncer's like, okay, ma'am, keep going.
Well aware, oldie.
Oh, my God, you made me laugh. I'm really, really looking. I have not seen the new stadium. I am super excited to see the new stadium.
See, we don't even, all right, I must be lame in my current state where, I'm not going to bars.
Yeah.
So the game's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Warrensburg. We'll probably roll in about 11.
Yeah.
Go to have a nice lunch at the club. And then we'll drive over to the football stadium, which is about half the size of KU's.
Yeah, of course.
Watch the game. I might take her out to get some groceries afterwards.
And head back home.
We're back in town by 5, 6 o'clock.
Sounds delightful to me. It really does.
I'm not showing anybody my college ID.
Do you still have yours?
No.
Oh my gosh, I would love it if you still had yours.
No, I have no idea where it, that's the sad thing that this is the one reason, if I can be honest, we always say in our riper, older age, thank God we didn't have the internet and cell phones when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of truth to that.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
You know, there is a lot of truth to that statement. However, the one reason why I wish we did have today's cell phones, I can think of about 5 or 6 pictures that I have from college.
Very limited.
I have one from a canoe trip that we all took. That was a disaster. Oh, my God. That was the most drunken disaster ever. That was the canoe trip where I saw a guy that was in our group get hit over the head with an oar on the Niangua River, I believe is how you pronounce it. And I had turned the corner on the river, and he's standing, getting into a fight with a guy who grabs an oar and literally smacks him across the head, knocked him out cold right there in the water.
A lot of folks don't really understand that back in our day, we didn't really have that many photos.
No, I've got.
So we've got to use our brains to remember everything.
There is.
That's difficult.
I have one photograph from the University of Nebraska.
That's it.
I don't remember having a camera up there. It's a photograph that somebody else took and mailed to me. And about 5 or 6 from KU, most at graduation.
I wouldn't have a clue as to where my ID from university would be.
No. Anyway, that's the only reason I wish we had phones back in the day.
From the text line, they're saying that they're gearing up in Lawrence for Dana Palooza.
Oh, God.
This weekend.
I'll alert the police chief. Guess who's coming? I did download the parking app so I can actually park.
A cell for you.
Yes, I can actually park.
Oh, is this true? The plain white tees are going to play at UCM right after the game.
The Oh Dear Delilah singer?
Oh.
What do they sing, Sam?
That is it.
Good. Hey there, Delilah. Not Oh Dear Delilah.
Dan and I were just looking at each other like, who's going to do it? You want to do it?
What up, Delilah?
Where are the nachos playing tonight? The post-sex nachos are playing at the Record Bar tonight downtown. Road. It's a very intimate club.
Club.
Are you going, Sam?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Oh, good.
Already got my nacho shirt on.
Nice. I noticed that. Mike Gundy has been fired as head coach of Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I saw that.
58 years old. Had a career record of 170-90 at his alma mater, where he was a star quarterback in the late 1980s. That's a hell of a good record. He posted winning records every season from 2006 to 2023, but had losing records in the last 2 years.
All the good things come to an end.
I know. He entered the season ranked third among active coaches in victories at their current school, trailing only Iowa's Kirk Ferentz and Clemson's Dabo Swinney.
Huh. Who?
Dabo Swinney.
Dabo Swinney.
You know who that is.
The Clemson coach. Is it Dabo?
No, it doesn't. I have no idea who it is.
I'm just going to let you keep talking.
I don't know. I don't go to Clemson, and I don't watch them on TV. I think it might be Dabo, actually. Anyway, that's all I got.
He's a big fan of Okra.
You know, you keep it up, and you're going to cause some mass mayhem on this show.
You know, there are two kinds of people in this world: those who love okra and those who cannot stand it.
Right.
There is no gray area with that vegetable,
and they will always unveil themselves.
My grandma used to cook that up in Syria? What do you call that skillet? The wrought iron skillet?
Cast iron.
The cast iron skillet.
We are dumb.
Do I look like a cooker person?
No.
With a cast iron skillet and cornmeal that she made. And I'm telling you right now, you guys.
Did she shuck her own corn?
Yes, she did. The fried okra and the fried green tomatoes that woman produced out of that cast iron skillet, I would give anything to be able to replicate whatever the heck it was that woman did.
I'm starting to think our collective IQ is lower than a residential speed limit.
And he means Lamar. We're talking Lamar.
913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's go to Western Shawnee. This is from the greatest little newspaper in the country, the Johnson County Post. Shawnee is looking at ways to eliminate or reduce noise from passing trains near a subdivision in the northern part of the city and also western part of the city after residents complained. In fact, this is not far from my house.
I love this story.
In a committee meeting on Monday, the Shawnee City Council discussed options to control noises created by trains at a crossing near the 4400 block of Lakecrest Drive. So read this. If you're familiar with the area, this is the train track that is near the Quick Trip in western Shawnee,
okay,
east of Mill Valley High School.
So residential neighborhood? And there's trains right there?
Well, the train tracks were there long before the neighborhoods went up. This is the area where I live. There are thousands of homes out there, right around the train track.
Okay.
Train tracks. In fact, it's mostly, I wouldn't say industrial. There's not a lot of homes to the east of the tracks because that's between the tracks and 435.
Right.
But west of the tracks, you have countless subdivisions.
Okay, so trains were there first, always, almost always.
Yeah.
When I lived in Leawood for all those years, we were a hop, skip, and a jump to Martin City. But I don't mean like across the street. I mean, it was probably 10 to 14 minutes to get to Martin City. Yet at night, I could hear those trains off in the distance, and I loved the noise. I thought it was a very calming noise. I liked the noise, but again, it wasn't right there by me either.
And that's the key. One of the neighborhoods is the Riverview subdivision, which is probably the farthest north subdivision you can get before you hit the Kansas River.
Okay.
And in fact, my daughters went to Riverview Elementary School, which is right next
door. How many football fields from the homes to the tracks? Explain it that way.
Well, a little bit farther south from Riverview, two football fields from the homes to. If you're in Lake Point, which is a huge subdivision, the Lake Point subdivision is probably in some areas 2 to 3 football fields away from the tracks.
Close enough to feel the rumble?
No, but very close, definitely close enough to hear the noise.
Okay.
Without question. And I may be underselling that. It might be like 4 football fields, but you definitely
hear it
because I lived in Lake Point for a brief amount of time. And I also lived in Hillcrest Farms, which is just to the north, for 9 years when Shonda and I were married, and you can smell the dump and you can hear the trains.
Really?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
But
the dump was there first.
Def and Bob Reeves.
Well,
baby.
The trains were there first, and this is why I love these stories. When you move into that neighborhood, if you do your due diligence, you check and see whether there's a sex offender next door. You check and see whether you're right next to a train station.
Where's the nearest elementary school?
Are you going to have golf balls in your yard? Like, there's certain things, if there are amenities nearby, you know, that you should check into. I always say, if you're going to live near a golf course, you forfeit the right to bitch about having balls in your yard. You knew when you bought that house, you lived on a golf course, right? People complain about it still all the time, and I've never understood it. Trains were there first. Neighbors are now saying we don't like trains.
So they want to create a quiet zone. And these are not unheard of. But what ends up happening, the way I understand it, maybe somebody can explain this to me better. It says here, residents in the nearby Riverview subdivision are requesting the city look into creating a quiet zone at the crossing because noises from the train and crossing bells are negatively affecting them. And the Riverview subdivision is new, and it is nice. These are very expensive homes. It is not unheard of for there to be quiet zones. I thought that they had created a quiet zone near the Lake Point crossing area. And I may be wrong about that, where basically the city says, okay, you guys want this? Fine. But if somebody gets in a wreck,
don't sue us.
It's not our fault. You guys wanted it. Here it is. Somebody gets killed.
It's liability. So the railroads are going to fight this. The railroads are going to say, look, we were here first. We have to sound the horn for safety when we're going past. And I don't know where this track meanders, if it's right. Do you ever have to cross over it to get to your house?
Only on holiday drive.
I think that we're conflating tracks here. So there are the north-south tracks, which are the ones that I think you're talking about, Scott.
Yes.
There are also east-west tracks that run just south of the Kansas River. And there, I'm looking at Google Maps right now. I mean, you could hit it with a rock.
From the Riverview subdivision?
Like if there was a rock on the tracks and the train kicked it up, it could hit the back of one of those houses.
So the only crossing there, I can't even think of one.
Would be Lake Crest.
Lake Crest Drive goes over the tracks and into Wyandotte County?
Goes through the tracks, yeah.
Okay. Huh.
It is a signaled stop, and these are mansions. I mean, the Google Maps satellite picture, they're mansions, at the point of purchase,
you would have known there are tracks right there.
Oh, sorry, they're not mansions by Western Shawnee standards. They're just a small home. My apologies.
No, that's not true. I would tell you that if one of those homes were to go on the market today, it would be definitely north of $600,000.
Now, there are trees between the tracks and the houses.
This is over by Lake Quivira. I know right where this is.
It's just to the west of Lake Quivira.
I don't know my directions, but I know that I love the noise.
It's to the left.
It's to the left
of Lake Quivira.
I know the noise. We hear it all the time. We play pickup. We golf out there. I told you that. But I don't live right next to the tracks either. And maybe if you lived right next to it, it would become a nuisance. But when I hear that off in the distance, I think it's calming, and I don't know why.
I do too. And my home is far enough west of the tracks, left of the tracks, and south under the tracks. I'm trying to speak in your lingo. That I do hear them in the middle of the night. I swear that train horns travel farther at night than they do during the day. And I don't understand the science behind that. Having said that,
the science does back that up.
I do find it calming and soothing, but I'm far enough away from both of these tracks that it wouldn't be annoying to me. But I swear to God, and if there's an engineer out there, and by engineer, I mean a train engineer, who can explain this to me, is there a distinct pattern when you honk the horn or pull the horn or whatever that you're supposed to do? Because I swear to God, I've heard guys in the middle of the night go, and like try to make a song out of it.
Not okay. That's not okay.
Instead of just, I mean, is there a number of times you've got to pull the horn?
Scott, I thought it was like long, short. Like there's a whole, we had a conductor.
It's not Morse code.
We had a conductor call in here once, Scott. I swear to you, there is a very specific horn blast.
It is
for every occasion.
Long, long, short, long is a train's approach to a crossing.
Long, long, long short, long. Huh.
He could just throw his head out the window and go, long, long, short, long.
Nine.
Others include proceeding forward is a long, long, backing up, short, short, short. Train approaching a bridge is one long. One short is applying brakes. Two short is release brakes. And five short is grab onto something. Something's going wrong.
You hear toot, 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 toot. Grab on.
Huh. Who knew? Now we know. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Phone lines are open at 913-586-7798. A story here from the Johnson County Post where some residents in the Riverview subdivision in Western Shawnee. It is a very nice, newer subdivision, just built about within the last 10 years. They are requesting a quiet zone at a crossing on, Lake Crest Drive. This is far northwestern Shawnee, just south of the river. I mean, you can throw a rock and hit Bonner
Springs. And so basically, like at 3 a.m., would you not be sounding the horn? That's, I assume, what a quiet zone means. Or are they saying no more horns ever again under any circumstance?
My guess, and this is just strictly a guess, would be that it would be in a certain overnight time slot, like 10 to 6 or something like that.
And I would assume that is a controlled crossing, which is why they are sounding the horn.
Oh, yeah, there's a photo on it with the Kansas City Star article. Okay. It's controlled.
Jim in Kansas City. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
I was waiting for my engineers to call in. Jim, welcome on in.
Well, thanks for having me.
What do you got?
Well, I've been an engineer for 30 years. A lot of what you're saying, you were just talking about the quiet zone. Most quiet zones will have it 24 hours a day.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, and they'll generally in a quiet zone, they'll construct some type of median that would help prevent cars from possibly driving around the gate. And at these crossings, it'll just be bell only on the engine. And a lot of them will have a box that's already in place on the crossing that'll put out a train horn sound, but just not as loud as the engine that I'm on. But some of them have that and some of them don't. It just depends on how much money, I guess, is spent on that particular crossing.
But why do the horns on a train have to be so loud? I mean, you can in at night, in the middle of the night, you can hear that horn miles away.
Well, I think a lot of that is federal specifications for it, where it has to be a certain decibel.
Just for
the crossing, yeah.
And is it true when as a train engineer, and you were one for 30 years, that when you're approaching a crossing, it's long, long, short, long?
Yeah, that's the sequence that is used, yeah.
And is there a reason for that?
Short and a long. I'm sorry, what's that?
Is there a reason for that?
It's just the sequence. There's several different types of sequences that we use for the horn, and that just happens to be the crossing sequence.
And the five shorts means grab your ankles, we're in big trouble.
Jim, you better jump.
We always joke about things above our pay grade here, and I know that you probably don't have anything to do with rail policy, but as an engineer, do you like the quiet zones, hate the quiet zones? What are your personal feelings about them?
I like the quiet zones because, I mean, I don't like listening to the whistle just like anybody else in the public.
Yeah.
You know, I like the quiet zone, just put on the bell and just go over a crossing, and it's a lot quieter.
All right. Hey, Jim, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right, be well.
To answer your volume question,
yes.
They test the decibels 100 feet from the locomotive, and it must be between 96 and 110 decibels.
How many decibels did you just say?
96 to 110.
That is the sound of an NFL football stadium.
Yeah.
Wow.
100 feet from the train. And by the way, they have to sound the horn anywhere from 15 to 20 seconds before the crossing.
Woo!
If they are outside of that 5-second window, they are in violation and can receive a fine.
How would you know?
That's a great question.
Jack in Olathe. Jack, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Oh, just a second. Lost you.
We found you.
Okay.
There we go. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm out in Olathe. I happened to be crossing the tracks as I was listening to you. Olathe used to be, I mean, we got tracks on both ends of town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we don't live right by the tracks, but you'd hear them on both sides of town. And 10, 15 years ago, they came through and they made them no-blow crossings. They reconstructed the crossing, put a median in and bars that go completely across so people can't go around them like they used to. You may still hear the rumble of the train because they're not quiet, but there's no, you don't hear any horns in Olathe.
Well, I'll tell you.
We used to be able to identify different drivers by the way they blew their horns. So
I will say this. The first house that Shonda and I ever bought was on North Logan Street in Olathe.
Yeah.
And you could throw a rock from our house and hit the train tracks.
How cheap was that house?
It was $130,000.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of discount you get for being right on the tracks, but it should be healthy.
But it was a brand new house. We were the first owners of that house on North Logan Street. But it was, I mean, Dana, I could
like
run.
Like shook the house?
I wouldn't say, well, yeah, maybe a little bit. I'll say this. I could run from that house, and this was back in my late 20s. I could run from that house and be at the train tracks in less than 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. So I've stayed, when I go down to see my mom and dad in Biloxi, the house that I always stay in is on the tracks. And by on the tracks, I mean I could walk out, take 5 steps, and bye-bye.
Well, Dana,
and it is so loud. When it's on the tracks, it does shake the house. It does wake you up in the middle of the night. But that, again, is, what would you say, 20 feet from the house.
Dana, you've broadcast on the air.
Oh, it's hilarious.
With Sam and me from that house. We're very well aware.
You find it hilarious? It's
how so close funny. The train tracks well, are.
It was hilarious the first time because I didn't know. And then I get in there, I'm like, oh, there's a train track there. Didn't realize they ran 26 times a day.
That's when we pot you down.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's very loud on the radio.
Yeah, I love that house, but I would not want to live that close to the tracks.
Kevin in Shawnee. Kevin, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, the reason that I agree with Dana, the houses, the trains were there way before the houses were there. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they want a quiet zone is they want it to be quiet, but it wasn't quiet when they bought. Situation is the cost of putting that in is probably over $500,000. To make it a quiet zone.
Why?
And that's a tax. It's just the regulations of what they have to do to put it in. The certain type. There's certain ways of making it quiet. I was on the Shawnee City Council from 06 to 10, and they wanted to put a quiet zone in, and it was just very expensive, and it was a tall city paid for item, and so the taxpayers are paying $500 to $1 million to make it a quiet zone, and a lot of the taxpayers don't want to pay for that.
Tell me this, since you're on the council, or what we're on the council, beg your pardon, on that track that's just east of Lake Point, is that a quiet zone track?
You know, I'm not, I don't think it was when I was on there, but I believe it is now.
Yeah, okay.
So over time, the city does eventually put those in. It's just depending on how much money they have at that time. But there is also another crossing that's a private crossing further down that they're talking about. It's in the article. That would be a driveway, but it's still a crossing, and they'd still have to have the same thing, or they would have to blow their horns.
Wait, what? So, there's a crossing that is somebody's driveway?
If you read the article, it says it's a private crossing,
which means that
somebody owns property on the other side. And you can't stop them from getting access to their property.
Huh.
So there's actually two crossings, I believe, the way I read the article.
How would that even have been allowed at the time of zoning? That's crazy.
Oh, I see it right here.
Explain it, Sam.
It's just west of the Lake Crest Crossing. It's empty farmland, and you can see that they have driven many, many times across the railroad tracks right there. Do you just add your own gravel so you don't get stuck on the tracks? What?
From the text line, I'm a pastor of a church in Warrensburg, Missouri. We are right by the train tracks, our church is. The train seems to like to come right at our call of worship prayer every Sunday morning, which starts with, we've just come to enjoy the calm, the peace, and choo-choo, amen. That would be rough. Somebody else says they were at a wedding at a church right next to train tracks.
During the vows?
And they had to stop the wedding for the train to go by. You remember the old days?
That's a memory.
You remember the old days down at the old Johnson County Courthouse in Olathe, which was right next to the train tracks. I've covered trials.
Oh, during live shots, you couldn't. You'd be like, and there goes the train.
I've covered trials where they have paused testimony to let the train go by.
Yep.
Well, knuckleheads.
Yeah.
I mean, very often a concert there, trains will come in the late evening and, you know, the performers know ahead of time, hey, just stop playing for a second or keep playing, whatever you want to do. Just keep going right after.
Barb in Odessa. Barb, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to say a couple of things real fast. I live in Odessa, but my train track's right behind my complex, and I love the noise. I think it's just delightful. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, when yesterday you talked about license plates, my license plate was Blue Flame because I worked for the gas company.
Your license plate reads Blue Flame?
Yeah, like the pilot light, you know.
I love it.
Blue flame that's on the pilot.
Yeah.
And my boss had, hers was not good. Hers was 69 or so. I'm not going to go there, so.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet, Barb. Let's not go there. We had to dump Barb there for a second. Barb, I never thought we'd have to dump you, but we had to dump you because you said something a little inappropriate. 913-586.
Barb. Jinx.
7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We'll grab one more real quick, then get on to some other stuff. Janelle in Eastern Shawnee, hello.
Hi, I'm from Poor Shawnee, and I wanted to say that we have a big intersection at Merriam Drive and Johnson Drive. And the people in that area went to city council, and they did get the sound turned down.
Good.
Over there by the What's Up store?
Kind of by IKEA.
Okay, same area, yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah, it's a big one. And also, when I was growing up, we lived out in central Kansas, and we still had crank phones. And you knew your number because it was one long and two shorts.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Like on the party line, that's what you would pick up the phone based on what type of ring it was.
So the ring was specific to your phone?
Yes, back when we all shared lines. I mean, it's been years, but yeah.
Did you ever have a shared line?
They phased it out like when I was a child at my grandparents' house. You know, they were like on a farmhouse.
Huh.
But my dad definitely remembered it because the last time we talked about it, he texted me and said something like, one long, two short.
The party line, by the way.
The party line. He still remembers it.
And it was how you identified which recipient the caller was trying to get.
Yep.
I'll be darned.
So you call the neighborhood and then it, one long, two shorts. Yeah.
Did you ever hear back from the city of Overland Park regarding the incoming pickleball court in your neighbor's yard?
Super excited about that. I have not heard back.
Huh. Well, you could get like a noise canceling fence.
Yes.
Oh, those noise abatement walls are not cheap. They require a lot of wrist strength.
I am a huge fan of pickleball. You know that. We are in a league.
Oh, you're about to become, you're about to get a nightly tournament.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Can't
wait. Oh, yeah, that's unbelievable.
That it's just the strength of the wrist.
One word we could use there.
The strength of the wrist of your neighbors.
Look at that wrist strength. Have you ever watched competitive pickleball on ESPN?
No.
It is mesmerizing. Sam, back me up on this. Mesmerizing. You will start and be like, this is so stupid.
How do you think I recorded this?
2 hours later, you're still watching it. It's not like tennis where they're hammering it and they're trying to kill each other. It's not. It is all four of them up at the net, and they just go.
There's a strategy.
And go, and go, and no one misses, and it goes on. And it really, truly, I love watching it.
Well, you're about to get to watch it for free every night.
Maybe not 5 feet next to my property.
This was the Pickleball U.S. Open Championship of 2025.
Mm, exciting.
God, I love that sound. It brings me so much joy today.
Can you imagine when Dana finally has her open house for all of us to go over there and hang out? And we'll be sitting out there in the back, maybe grilling some burgers, and that sound goes off. I'm going to look her right in the eye and go, gotta go. Gotta go.
The competition's calling.
The U.S. economy grew faster than previously estimated in the second quarter amid strong consumer spending and business investment. Though momentum appears to have ebbed against the backdrop of lingering uncertainty from trade policy, the quickest growth pace in nearly 2 years reported by the Commerce Department today also reflected a sharp contraction in the trade deficit as the flood of imports slowed. NORAD detected two Russian nuclear bombers and fighter jets operating right outside of Alaska's airspace yesterday. What are these guys up to? They're flying drones into Poland and Estonia, and now they've got nuclear bombers right outside of our airspace.
And they fly jets near our airspace all the time. Jets are one thing. A plane capable of dropping nukes? Simmer down.
NORAD said that two Bear bombers, that's what they're known as, Bear bombers, which are nuclear-capable long-range bombers, were spotted at the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, adding that at no time did the jets ever enter American airspace. They just got really, really close. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.